Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Now, there is a young man, and all he wanted in his life was gold. And he would wake up as a child, and he'd be thinking about it, dreaming about it. And he knew when he got older, he would go mine for gold. And that's all he wanted. So as this boy got older and matured, he took his equipment and his bucket and his shovel and his axe, his pickaxe, right? He was about 16, 15, medium build. And he went into the gold mines and started chipping away and digging. Day one. Didn't find anything. Didn't expect to find anything, right? Of course, it's day one. And every morning, he'd eat breakfast, kiss his mom goodbye, go out into the mine, and keep digging again. Day two, didn't find anything. No problem, right? Long day's work, 8 to 10 hours, whistling, having a great time. Day three, same thing. Kissed his mom goodbye. Didn't find anything, right? Again, another 8 to 10 hour day. Now, he did this continuously over and over and over here. And after a week, still nothing. After a month, still nothing. After a year, still nothing. But he was still in good spirits. Now, he continued this journey for years and years and years. And still nothing. And his soul and being started to become wrecked, right? Doubtful, almost sour. And bitter. Why had he been working on this for this whole time, his entire life, years and years wasted, just going out to the mine and digging and digging and digging? It was the only thing he had ever wanted. So finally, when he was older, not an old man yet, but you know, decently older, he had spent the majority of his life working on this. And he went out to the mine one day, and after a long day's work of finding absolutely nothing and digging, he swung his pickaxe one more time. Found nothing, and he said, you know what? I give up. This is it. This is crazy. There's no way I'm going to find gold. I'm going home. I'm going to do something else. Now, after this person was gone, word got around town that he was done in the mine. And a lot of times back in the day, you know, mines were claimed by people, and so this man had claimed the mine, and so no one was going in there, but he had said he'd given up. There's no gold there. You're welcome to go in and, you know, pan or dig for yourself, right? So this other person came along a couple days later, no equipment, went in, picked up the pickaxe, and he swung it about a handful of times, right? 4 to 5 times. And on that last swing, he hit the rock. It broke off, and to his disbelief, he found a foot-long gold vein in the rock. And he kept digging, he kept digging, and this vein was everywhere in that mine. And he went on to collect all the gold, become extremely rich just a couple swings after that other boy who had dreamed of gold and gave up 5 swings before the vein. Now, I love this story to death. I wanted to open with a story today because it's about why most jazz pianists don't ever find gold. Now, there's a lot of morals to the story, and all of this is around one of the main points that I want to make today that I see so many times. And there's so many things that come up when learning jazz piano in life, in anything. And that is that so many times, no matter what it is, we just stop or give up too early. That's it. That is the only thing. That's literally the only thing. We overthink things. We complicate things. We think we need to move on. We think we need other stuff. We think we need to spend more money in another area. We think we need new information. We need new shiny pearls. The doubts creep in, right? We're never going to be able to do this. This isn't working. And you tried an exercise, you tried a voicing, you've listened, and it's just not working. How could this even equate to what I'm trying to do? If someone shows you an exercise or a teacher, you know, gives you a theory concept, or how does this even create jazz? This doesn't even relate to anything that I'm trying to work on, right? And we just overthink it. We overcomplicate it. And we just stop. We just give up, or we move on to something else. We transition our focus. And this could be the number one reason, I might argue it is the number one reason why most students don't find gold. Most students don't have success with whatever their jazz piano goal is. Now, it's so crucial and it's so critical in this particular moment that I had to share this with you, because in the new Proficient Jazz Pianist Goal 3 Improviser course that's being released on Black Friday, right? And if you need more information about our upcoming Black Friday offer, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2025. But in the course, what happens here with improvisation and every single goal is that so many times, I'm just speaking from experience and I'm speaking from my own personal journey because I did this. I'm literally trying to share things that I did so that you can avoid them. But I would do the exact same thing because my teachers would show me something. I'd be like, how do you do this? Or like, how do I get this sound? And they'll say, well, Brendan, it's a combination of a lot of different things that creates this, right? It's more than just one thing. But at the heart of it, you really have to start with this simple tool. And it was so basic and so fundamental that my brain and my, I don't know, arrogant young self said in my mind, I didn't say this out loud, but I said, there's no way. That's not it. I got to look for something else because they don't know what they're doing, right? The exercise or the tool that they just said, that's not it. It doesn't sound like it. I tried it on my own. It doesn't work. It doesn't sound like it, right? Now, as I got older and I started to learn to play and I started to teach more, et cetera, we start to realize things and things happen, right? The student becomes the guru, the teacher, in a lot of different cases. And looking back, they were always right. They were always right. And the one thing that held me back was that I simply just didn't go deep enough. Now, a lot of times I'd spend a good amount of time, hours and hours and hours, weeks, even months with a tool. And I was almost there. I was 5 swings away with my pickaxe at unlocking something in my improv with that one step, that one tool. And I just moved on to something else, a different shiny pearl. A different opportunity, a fun tactic, right? That was mesmerizing my body, my soul, my eyes. Like, ooh, look at this shiny thing over here. I want to try and go get that now. And by doing this over and over and over again, I had the hardest, most difficult time making any actual progress. Now, if you can absorb the words I'm sharing with you right now, if you can really listen to what I'm saying and think about it, and ask yourself, how much time am I actually working on one thing, right? Ask yourself that question right now, because I did this back in the day, or I at least I put myself in my young shoes, and it was close to nothing. It was like close to absolutely nothing. So ask yourself right now, how much time do you actually spend trying to really get one thing solid? I'm not talking about playing a tune. I'm talking about tools that actually help you get better, like a voicing or a bebop approach note, which is what the new YouTube video lesson is about. You can go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool to subscribe to that. But the new YouTube lesson is about bebop approach notes and integrating them, because bebop approach notes in my Proficient Jazz Piano Improviser system is a specific step. And in order to get the bebop sound, we just came from levels 1 and level 2 in the videos. This is all on YouTube, right? These podcasts aren't going over that. But the students in the Proficient Jazz Piano Improviser, they need to spend a lot of time with those steps. And I needed to spend a lot of time with certain steps to test out a proficiency. And so many times, I promise you, is it going to work out on the first time that you try to learn how to improvise with chord tones? No, it's not. Is it going to sound like jazz? No. Are you going to be good at it? No. Are you going to spend hours and hours and hours and it's still not going to sound good? Yes. Right? Are you going to think that this is not the tool that's going to get you there? Absolutely. Are you going to want to look for other stuff on YouTube? Licks, easy things that you can integrate that will give you a fast, quick, desirable endorphin boost in your head? Yes, you're going to want to do that all the time. But what you need to do is simply just not overthink it. Just don't overthink it and just do the same thing over and over and over again. Because I promise you, you could be like five swings away from completely unlocking the best improvisation in your entire life. And it's like trying to take down an oak tree, right? You just can't overthink it. If you hit an oak tree in 1,000 different spots, that thing's not going to come down. You got to hit the oak tree in the same spot every single time, right? And that's how you take it down. You can't just go after piece by piece by piece by piece of all this different scattered jazz piano stuff. Are you going to want to? Of course, because it's a hard, difficult journey. Working on one thing consistently every single day, you feel like you're missing out. You feel like you're not doing a good job. Your doubts creep up. You're not making fast progress. And immediately when the brain or the, you know, just our desires, when we say, oh, we're not making fast progress, most of the time, especially in this day and age where everything is lightning fast, right? The patience levels of humans, especially just in this day and age, has drastically dropped, right? We have no attention span. We have no long-term attention span to literally just work on one thing and see where it takes us, right? And I challenge you to do that. And I'm not even talking about a long time. Let me try to not scare you as much here. But I'm just talking about just focusing on one thing, right? So in the proficient jazz piano improviser, if you just focus level by level on the exact tools without doing anything else in your life, don't watch any other licks, don't watch altered scale licks, don't try other bebop, Barry Harris bebop approach, you know, lines or Red Garland, or don't play transcriptions. Literally just shut your brain off to all the outside information and work on this one tool, explore it, practice it, utilize the practice exercises every single day. Right? And work up to taking the test that I give you, the proficiency test, to test out. If you do that, it doesn't have to be years and years of work, but if you just focus, the key thing is here is to focus. And if you focus on that, I promise you, you're going to get so good so fast that you will be in complete disbelief. And again, the reason I'm going through all of this is that it's such an easy mental concept. And so many students I see, unfortunately, including myself when I was younger, we move on to other things or we practice other things so fast. And I didn't have, the internet, you know, I didn't have available education back in the day when I was growing up like people do today. And it's so distracting. It's like the most distracting thing in the universe. Right? Because something will pop up, a new piano video will pop up, a new transcription, a new voicing. And it's like you're taken away from the very thing that is right in front of your face. It's you literally holding the key to unlocking your playing. But it's like you set the key down and you pick up a new key, and then you set that down and you pick up a new key. It's like you just got to stay with one key and you got to go door by door by door. So you got to unlock one door first and then pick up your next key and unlock that door. You're never really moving through doors. I was never really walking through doors. I was kind of just like dabbling and looking at them, trying the door handles. It's a stupid analogy, but whatever. So with the release of the proficient jazz piano improviser, that will be goal three. That will complete the proficient jazz pianist. Goal one is comping, goal two is solo piano, and goal three is improvisation. And I promise you, if any student works through this, they'll be 100 times better than they were before, previously. Because again, they're building blocks, they're fundamentals that take you very, very far. And don't get me wrong, there's a very advanced information in the course, but it's never the advanced things in life that we think gets us to where we want to be. It's the simple building blocks done masterfully, very well, consistently, diligently. It's the reason that classical pianists, when I was on tour with the BSO, listening to my father play, when I would hear these guest pianists practicing in the room, they weren't even practicing the tunes. They weren't even playing the tunes that they were performing that night, right? Rachmaninoff, piano concertos. I didn't even hear them practicing the song. All I would hear in the practice room was scales. That's it. I would just hear scales, right? Can you imagine Just practicing scales for the rest of your life. But that's what the secret is. It's just going deep with the simple things. And I'm trying to give you the simple education in Jazz Piano School in the YouTube videos as well, right? But that's all it takes. So hopefully that was insightful. And hopefully it switches your mindset a little bit to rethink how much you move around on your education, right? How much you're trying to do too many things at once. Just go one thing at a time. And it seems like you don't have enough time, but the reason you feel like you don't have enough time is because you're switching your focus so often. If you just kept your focus on one thing at a time, you would get so good at that that you could naturally move on. You could literally move on to the next component and add it on. You would have that one tool mastered, and then you could add on another one rather than being a jack of all trades, master of none. You don't really know how to do this. You don't really know how to do that, but you can kind of piece things together. I mean, think about it. What does that do for you? It really doesn't do anything. You end up being able to play little pieces and tidbits of random stuff here. And again, it's one of the reasons students show up to me and they say, well, I really can't play anything, but I can play a lot of different random stuff. Like a voicing passage or a lick here and there or the bridge to this tune because I worked on it for a year with my teacher, just that bridge, right? You never really unlock anything. So take that to heart. Again, if you want more information about the release of Goal 3, the Proficient Jazz Piano Improviser, and our Black Friday offer, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2026. I'm really excited about the new platform too, which will also help you focus. We're going to be releasing that in 2026. That will definitely help with accountability, focus, and really kind of laying out and helping you stay within your lane and go deep with each topic, because this new platform is absolutely brilliant, fantastic for accountability. That'll be released in 2026. You'll get lifetime access to that with our this year's Black Friday offer. So resonate. Reflect, try it out, experiment, right? Explore, just try it. What have you got to lose? Try to practice one thing for 7 days. Try to practice one thing for 14 days. Try to reach the benchmarks that I give you in the YouTube video, right? And only move on until you reach those benchmarks. Again, it might, who knows how long it will take you, but throw that to the wind. Just be like, I don't care how long it's going to take me, but I'm going to try this as an experiment. I'm going to reach the benchmark that Brendan laid out for me. 120 BPM, being able to improvise with chord tones over any tune. See how long that takes. Now that's level one, right? Maybe you're on level two, maybe you're on level three, I don't know. But as you move through, just try it out, see what happens. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you as always for your support. I would love a 5-star review about the podcast, the new podcast. If you're liking this, please email us. Give me some feedback. Email me at support@jazzpianoschool.com. Hopefully you're enjoying this. I'll continue to do these if you are. And again, don't forget all the video lessons are going to be living on YouTube now at youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'm trying to hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's going to take me a while. I'm only at 40 something, but with your help, hopefully that happens. Okay. Thanks so much. And I'll talk to you later.